The thing that initially dragged me towards it, I looked at the landing page on the Express on their health section, and the initial headline, which you click through, says, live near a pub, you're more likely to have a heart failure. And I thought, ah, now this is a really good example of how the press often get mixed up between a heart attack and heart failure, which are two completely different things. Now, when you click on the article, to be fair to them, they've corrected it. The main headline is live near a pub, you're more likely to suffer from heart failure. But I just thought also it gives us the opportunity to talk about heart failure as well. When you've got heart failure, the heart is unable to pump blood around the body properly. And it usually happens because the heart, the actual muscle, has become too weak or stiff. And as a result of that, you can get kind of a back pressure and backflow, and you can either get fluid in your ankles or in your lungs or both. And that can make you short of breath. It can be short of breath on exertion, or maybe lie down in bed at night. Obviously, that's completely different to something like a heart attack, where with a heart attack, you've got a restriction to the blood supply to the heart muscle, and then a section of that dies off. You get really severe chest pain, and it's obviously very serious. Both things are serious, but you know, a heart attack is life-threatening and needs to be at the hospital immediately. Heart failure used to sometimes present in a way that was more dramatic, but now with modern-day drugs, it's more of a slow presentation and what we would call chronic heart failure. So this article then is an interesting one, because it says that people who live within 500 meters of a pub or a bar are more likely to suffer from heart failure. This was quite a big study. They looked at 13,000 heart failure cases in the UK over 12 years, and they found that those living closer to a pub were 15% more likely to receive a diagnosis than those living at least 2 kilometers away. Now, for me, that suggests that perhaps there's something in a bit of exercise before you
right. What? Yeah.
The interesting thing regarding heart failure itself, then a healthy lifestyle such as regular exercise, being a healthy weight, having moderate alcohol intake. So I guess maybe they needed to look at how much people were drinking in the pub as well.
yes, that's what immediately sprung to my mind. Yeah,
exactly. Not smoking is also important. All of those reduce the risk of heart failure. And also what's important is that initiating and increasing your physical activity, even in late to middle age, so around, you know, 60 and above, and that can reduce your risk of heart failure as well. So it's never too late to kind of improve your lifestyle with things like this. And there's so much we can do to prevent. And that's what really interests me, is preventing these long-term conditions from developing in the first place.